In 2012, the first Ahu Whenua Young Māori Farmer Award was held. It's designed to recognise talented up-and-coming young Māori farmers and growers, as well as encouraging young Māori to make farming a career choice and to showcase to prospective employers the talent pool that exists within Māori. So Friday, May the 14th, 2021, was a big night in New Plymouth.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just repeating in case you missed it, the Ahu Whenua Young Māori Farmer of the Year 2021 is Quinn Morgan. Hō mai rā te pakipaki.
Yeah, had no idea that I was going to get called, so I was still looking at the ground. Looked up and everyone's looking at me, and then I looked at her and then they announced it again.
Quinn Morgan, Ngāti Tūwharitoa, Āti Haunui a Paparangi. What a night for Quinn and his wife, Samantha.
Aroha mai te whānau, a bit whakamā. It was harder than the old wedding vows, eh, this one?
Yeah, what was the night like? Because there were about 800 people there, weren't there? Māori King was there.
Yeah.
MPs.
Yeah. Tūwharitoa Chief was there. And that was a big thing for us, coming from Tūwharitoa. The night, nervous.
He was nervous. Oh, my goodness. In the morning, he was just stressed out. He was watching me get ready, and I was like, go for a walk. So he ended up going for a walk, and then
ducked out for a coffee, got myself together, then come back and got ready. But just nerves, just a different type of nervous. Like, played sport my whole life, never been that nervous before, leading up to an event. I was blown away, and then with the speech, I left out quite a bit of people, and I was didn't get to my employers and all that sort of stuff.
Since winning the award, Quinn and Samantha have moved from a 570-cow farm near Whakatāne to one at Galatea, about 45 minutes inland. They're still with the same employers, but on a 95-hectare farm with 290 cows.
And you're only 26?
Yeah, 26, yeah.
But you've also only farmed for one season.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that was the biggest thing, and I have to sort of owe a lot of that to Tangaroa Walker as well, Farm for Life, and my employers just looked after us so much. Yeah. And we talked right from the get-go about the sort of goals I had, and I wanted to hit the ground running, and they were on board with that. And
They were definitely big mentors.
Still are today.
And, yeah, still are today.
What do you want to achieve? And what onus do you have now that you've won this too? Does it put a responsibility on you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I took that responsibility with both hands. There's a lot of mana that comes with the Ahu Whenua Young Māori Farmer trophy. We first entered to, I guess, better our career and get a flash job and all these sorts of things. And as soon as we got named a finalist, we sort of realised we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's not about us anymore. Mm. The best thing is, had a lot of people reach out so far trying to get into dairy. So just working with them to try and get them in and sort of show them what helped me. Teamed up with Farm for Life, so that's been massive as well.
Especially with newcomers with no experience.
Yeah.
Because we were sort of, Quinn was sort of in that same position, trying to find a job and has no experience.
Yeah, got knocked back quite a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, about four. I would apply for about 40 plus jobs, I think. But understandable, you know, especially when you start the season, you're carving around the corner, you sort of want someone with a bit of experience that you can bring to the team. So I owe that to my employers and see if they could teach me everything. And
you've won a huge thing after one season, you know?
Got quite a bit of job offers. And
trying to send us down south and all over New Zealand.
Yeah, we don't take that lightly, and that's a massive achievement for us. Yeah. And if we could pay that forward to other, you know, not just young farmers, but anyone want to change a career and get into dairy, we will.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're here now, and I'm a sole charge manager on this farm, so.
We're always keen for a challenge.
Yeah, love a good challenge. Mm.
And that's just as well. Quinn grew up in Tomaranui and Whanganui before moving to Australia in 2007 with his mother, stepfather and sister to start a new life. But early last year, suddenly New Zealand beckoned again.
I moved back in January of 2020 by myself, just me and my suitcase. with big hopes, eh, to big dreams to find a career for us. And obviously COVID had hit, so they got stuck in Perth and I was stuck here for 6 months, and that was probably the hardest thing.
Yeah, it was being without the family.
But at the same time, we were mature enough to understand that there's a good opportunity if I stayed here and just hit the ground running, and she stayed there with the kids. And it was hard, but we're so grateful that we get to bear a bit of fruit off that decision right now.
And so just going back to that, yes, so you were actually in Perth. That's when did you move there?
In 2015 from Brisbane, where I finished high school in Brisbane, and then we met in Brisbane, and we decided we wanted a new life. So we moved in 2015, had our kids over there, and then just one trip to New Zealand for a wedding, and that sold us, and we're coming home.
Mm. And what were you doing there?
I was working in the fitness industry, so I used to work in a gym. A little bit cleaner than this one here. But
and you played a bit of rugby and sport?
Yeah. So I played a bit of rugby, and I had a pretty good career.
He managed to keep up and sneak his way into WA Māoris or something like that.
Yeah, so I made state in WA without training. Well, I'm sort of all in with anything I do. If I do something, I just like learning new things, and I've been told to stay put now. So
that wasn't on your mind though when you were over there. You just thought, let's come home, let's make and find another job. But this wasn't on your mind.
Nah. Mm. So the police force was my first intentions. Was going all right, and then obviously COVID had hit, so they paused all recruitments in the Central Plateau, and that's where I was staying at the time. And so I just sort of had to adapt. And I was lucky enough that I've got a lot of family that farm. That's sort of where I found my love for dairy.
On my end, it was a bit scary with COVID happening in Quinn in another country. So we actually, before lockdown, we booked his ticket because nothing was happening.
Yeah, getting knocked back.
I was
from
getting
jobs
scared.
That was a hard one.
He had an interview on the Friday, and he had a flight booked on the Monday. He ended up getting the job on the spot, and
not flying back to Perth.
So he called me. Boys, he said he got it, and I was like, "Yep, no, just stay there."
Yeah.
Big thing for you though.
We had 2 days to decide whether I leave and we just live in Perth, and or I stay here. And I sort of told the employees, "This is my goals. If you're willing to take me on, I'll be happy." And they said, "Yeah, we'll take you on." So I was like,
"Yeah." And what are your goals?
Yeah, so the end goal is definitely self-employment. We'd love to be contract milking or share milking within the near future. Since being a part of the Ahu Whenua, our horizon has definitely broadened in this.
Not the police force?
Nah, not at the moment. Maybe if I do good and I get to own a farm earlier than later. Then.
But, so that is the ultimate goal?
Yeah, it would be definitely. Get your name on the letterbox. That's definitely high on the goals list. But in the meantime, just doing the best we can for this farm. She's calf rearing this year for us. So.
Yeah. So first year calf rearing, and then
milking,
drop the kids
like
off, come out on farm.
Because that's been a big part too, has it? That you can actually be around for the family.
Yeah, heard a lot of bad things about dairy. Like it isn't family friendly. But since being in dairy is probably the most time I've got to spend with my family. So, and that's something that would love to. Again, I'd like to give massive raps to my employers because they're real family orientated. And that's something I'll carry on, the culture. If we do get staff in the future, we'll be really family orientated.
Special. Well, should we have a bit of it? You haven't been over the whole of this farm, have you? No, you've only been here 2 days.
No, not yet. I've been inside trying to unpack and clean everything up.
We'll go and have a look.
Yeah, we'll go have a look. We'll go see how it feels.
But you've got a puppy here too, so is that a little nod to sheep farming?
Hopefully hunting, so don't have to buy meat all the time. But nah, we get a beef, and haven't had any venison in a while, so hopefully it can help me get a venison, get a deer somewhere.
Well, you've got no excuse there. There is it on your doorstep.
I've actually been up there a couple of times when I was living there. But nah, that's it. Make the most of it. It's good as. It's good. We're just soaking everything up right now.
But you came from a small, because you grew up in Tomaranui, or started in Tomaranui.
My stepdad was a dairy farmer for a year or two seasons, and back then I think I was just too interested in the PlayStation, and I was I was always a city slicker type of kid, so I was never out there doing everything. And he was cracking up too. He called me and he's like, "Oh, you probably come out two or three times and then you go win a dairy award. Which she's Samantha's actually doing the diploma in agribusiness at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're trying to tackle all areas of farming to be self-sufficient within us too and build a business like that.
How old are you?
4 years old.
4 years.
Complete opposite life to how I grew up. I ended up moving to Australia in Brisbane when I was 5. I lived in Australia for about, 20 years before I ended up moving back home. And that was just last year in July.
And you don't miss the concrete lifestyle at all?
Even though we had an awesome life in Australia, or living the high life over there, but it was just had enough. It's time to come home.
Especially for the kids as well.
Yeah.
It was their, a big part of our decision. Because I never got to grow up around my culture and all of that. And that's not really something I want them,
to miss
out on. But I can still learn with them. Last year was probably the first time I've ever been on a farm. So I never really actually got to see this side of New Zealand.
You were putting a lot of faith, weren't you, in Quinn's decision?
Oh, yeah. Whatever he, wants to do, I'm full 100% support.
But it's just that same thing, just like winning the Ahu Whenua. It's a responsibility. I think the same thing having children and being the head of a family. There's a lot of responsibility. Anything I'm thinking about doing, I'm always thinking about bettering us as a whole, not just myself.
You guys are young in the industry. How do you view things like the challenges for the environmental stewardship and climate change?
So for me, I sort of understand bits and pieces about it and environmental plans and being Māori, being kaitiaki, that's always first on our priorities. Yeah. Looking after our waterways, nitrogen usage. We do learn about it. I'm lucky enough that my employers are pretty on top of that, and they taught me that from the get-go, so it's good to come as you're coming through. It's good to know all these sorts of things, and then so we're prepared hopefully in the future when we get our own farm.
Hey, so your first time down this bit of the farm, what do you reckon?
I know it's nice though. You got the mountain on the back in the background, a lot of trees around here too.
Yes, it all looks exciting right now,
and it's a fine day that helps.
Oh, yeah,
beauty day. Been cold in the mornings though. But now we'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Toughen up, I think.
Quinn and Samantha Morgan.